This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Congress has declared Joe Biden the winner of the November presidential election.
The chair declares the joint session dissolved.
And President Trump is now saying there will be an orderly transition of power on January 20th. The House and the Senate certified Joe Biden as the winner of the election early this morning after a pro-Trump mob stormed the U.S. Capitol building yesterday. They were finally forced out by police, but four people died, including a woman shot by police inside the Capitol building and three others who suffered medical emergencies, say authorities. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
GOP Congressman Mike Gallagher was among those taking shelter as Trump supporters roamed the halls, sitting in a seat Vice President Pence occupied moments earlier and posing for pictures in House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's office.
This is Banana Republic crap that we're watching happen.
Heavily armed officers responded, and the Capitol Rotunda reeked of tear gas. One woman who was shot later died. It was a stunning attempt to overturn the presidential election on a day Senate Democratic Chief Chuck Schumer says will long live in infamy. Sagar Magani, Washington.
But there are those whispering that President Trump shouldn't be allowed to finish his term, which ends in 2 weeks.
Some liberal members of Congress have gone on social media to call on Vice President Mike Pence to start the process that could remove President Trump from office for encouraging supporters to storm the U.S. Capitol. If the 25th Amendment was invoked, Vice President Mike Pence would assume the powers of acting president. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Repeating, Congress has now certified President-elect Joe Biden's victory. This is AP News. The storming of the U.S. Capitol building drew a lot of eyeballs to TV. The AP's Oscar Wells Gabriel reports on what America watched during the incident yesterday.
The images were searing. Guns drawn, hand-to-hand fighting with police, lawmakers being hustled away to take cover. There was no disputing what was unfolding before our eyes, and that left journalists wondering why it was happening. Wolf Blitzer on CNN said it was hard to believe what he saw, calling it unprecedented, dangerous, and embarrassing for the United States. Fox News Channel reporter Chad Pergram called the Trump supporters a mob who were trying to overtake the certification process. NBC's Chuck Todd wondered how protesters were able to swarm the Capitol while it was in session. He said he was shocked at how easy that was. And ABC's George Stephanopoulos soberly reminded viewers that the images we were seeing were not from the Ukraine or Belarus, but from Washington, D.C. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.